We're holding on Tess Amr Alif, about 10 lines from the top. The line begins, Asher Yutzak. All right. We've been discussing the last thing we discussed is the idea that we mentioned that Rabbi Yisak really, in our Mishnah, says that a king or a Kohen Mashiach never brings a korban over the Yoded. When you have the three cases, the Shmias Kor, where you were asked to give Edus, Bitters Fasayim, and Bitters Fasayim, where a person swore falsely on something else, and Tumas Mikdash Vekadshav, where they, Beshogig, went into the Bais Mikdash, or ate Kadshim when they were Tumah. Those are the three cases. The Pasuk says Edus, Tumah, and Bitters Fasayim. Edus, Bitters Fasayim, and Tumah. So those are the three cases that you bring a korban over the Yoded, as the Pasuk says. So Rav Yosiak really in the Mishnah says that a king or a Kohen Gadol was not chayiv in any of those. So even if he went into the Bais Mikdash Petumah by mistake or did Bitters Chasayim or whatever, nevertheless, no korban over the Yoded.
Because of his dignity as a king.
Rav Akiva had said a king is chayiv in all of them except for Shmiyat HaKol because of his dignity, he's not going to go give Edus in Beis Din. But he would be chayiv for Tumas Mikdash Vekadshav and he would be chayiv for Bitters Chasayim. So we started to say, we said, why does Rabbi Yosef really say he's potter from all of them? So we said the reason is because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk describes the korban over the Yoded in terms that he brings this, and if he can't afford this, he brings that, and if he can't afford that, he brings that, implying that it's only meant to be applied to people who their financial situation can vary from one period to another, which is not the case of a king, and is also not the case of the Kohen Gadol.
And that's why he's potter.
And therefore, Rabbi Yosef really would say that he's potter altogether, right?
That's not the halacha, but...
The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that he's chayiv in all of them, except for the ones that don't, practically speaking, apply to him, like Shmias HaKor with a king, right? Okay. Bamanei Ravina Mir Rav Nachman Reitzchak. So Ravina asked Rav Nachman Reitzchak, fine, you're asking, if you're saying that the king, you're saying that, you're saying that the king... You're saying that according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah's understanding of Rabbi Yosef Lili, the reason why a king and a Kohen Gadol are potter are because the financial situation never varies. Well, Nasi shouldn't start a mavel. What happens then if a Nasi, if a king, ends up getting Taras? And once he has Taras, as we're going to discuss tomorrow, Rez Hashem, then at that point he can't serve as king anymore.
So they still void his financials?
Well, so that's what we have to figure out. Mahu. So do we say that? Do we say that rent? So what do we say? Midcha dochi or mifter potter? Do we say that he's midcha, that he's pushed off from it, or that he's potter from it? So Rashi gives two explanations what it means. One is, does it mean when he was a nasi he was potter? However, now that he has saraf and he's no longer a nasi, he's now deposed from the throne, then maybe now he should be chayev. Or maybe since he was already midcha from it. Since he was already pushed off from bringing it when he was a Nasi, then he remains that way now that he got Saras as well. That's Rashi's first explanation of Midcha Dachi and Midcha Potter. Midcha Dachi would mean once he was in a status of Nasi, where therefore he doesn't bring a korban over the Yoded, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, the fact that he got Saras doesn't change that status, or maybe it does. On the face of it, maybe he was already nidcha, he was already pushed off, he wasn't going to be bringing it, so therefore maybe his changing status does not trigger a chiyuv of the korban. And the second explanation in Rashi is somewhat similar, that do we say that when he was a nasi, he was completely pushed off from bringing a korban over the Yoded, and therefore that remains after he had saras? Or does it mean that the nasi was only temporarily passed him from it, it's like it was suspended, and therefore now that's able for it to be chal, now that he has saras? We're going to learn tomorrow, about it in the Gemara, tomorrow night, that's the shem about it in the Gemara. That we learned from a pasuk actually involving Uzziyahu, who was the famous king of Malchut Yehuda, who got Saras, that at that point he couldn't serve as king anymore.
But that doesn't mean he's not a Nazi.
So if he can't serve as king, practically speaking, he's not a Nazi on the face of it.
He doesn't have the status of a Nazi?
Yeah.
Basically. But it's different from Kohen Gadol.
So the Kohen Gadol, we say, and we're going to say at the beginning of the, we're going to say at the beginning of the next parak, that even after he was deposed, even after Ovam the Meshechotze, he still has a status. But right.
So why is it different?
No, no, no. So it's not a question of, that's the question. So on the face of it, so on the face, the Makshan is asking, Ravina is saying on the face of it, it doesn't depend on his actual financial situation. It just depends on the face of it on whether he's the king or not. If he's not the king, then should he? Or the only question is, maybe we say that once as a king, he was nidcha from it, and once as king, he was potter from it, maybe he remains potter forever.
I'm saying, why is it different from the change of status of a Nasi is different from the change of status of no change of status for a Kohen Gadol? Even when he was deposed, the Kohen Gadol still retains his status, and it seems to be not the case by a king.
Well, because the difference is, by the Kohen Mashiach, it's that he was anointed with Shemana Mishnah, and the fact is that he was. Nasi is that he is a king, and now he's not.
He was also anointed.
First of all, he wasn't necessarily anointed. We'll see in the next paragraph that they only did that in certain cases, but that's not the point. The point is that the point is Hashem Nasi Yachta. If the Nasi, the current king, Yachta, it would have to be that he's current on the face of it. So therefore, if he's so Hashem Nasi Yachta, if the Nasi sins, and then can it so implying that he right now, right now he's a Nasi. Okay. Omale, so Rav Nachman Yitzchok answers him. Diloch oide Gaza. Where are you expecting him to bring? Where are you expecting him to bring the carbon from? Is he bringing it from your money, or is he bringing it from his own treasury? Obviously, the answer is Rashi says he's bringing it from his own treasury. Well, then, in that case, if according to Rav Yosi Aglieli, the point is not so much his current status as king. The point is that he has a treasury, an inexhaustible treasury, and therefore he's compared at least to the rest of the Jewish people. Therefore, he's never going to be dalos or dalei dalos. Well, then that's it. Then in that case, he's still, according to Rav Yosi Aglieli, you would still say he's potter from a carbon. Right now, he's not functioning as king. According to Rav Yomi's logic, it shouldn't matter. So when we say that Nasi and Mashiach, we don't mean the Nasi who's currently Nasi. We don't mean he's functioning currently as Nasi. We just mean any body there near sees he's not capable of becoming poor because he has a treasury.
And now,
even when he's Mitcha, he still has the same treasury, still exists. Tosfos Arosh.
Two treasuries.
He still has. No, but it's not like all of a sudden because he's got Saras, all of a sudden he lost all his money. Anyway,
he is a king then.
He still has the money that he had from when he was a king. So the Tosfos Arosh brings that the Ramah asks the question, what's the logic? I mean, if he's not functioning as king anymore, sure, he has a lot of money, of course, but person can be rich and end up losing all their money. So what's the logic? So the Ramah explains what it means is, what the Gemara means is, where is he supposed to take it from? Does he have permission to raise taxes on you to bring it, or does he have to bring it from his existing treasuries? The answer is obviously from his existing treasuries. In other words, he will be chai. Unlike Rashi's explanation, that Amar learns, it means he will be chai. He'll be like an ordinary rich person. He'll have to bring the top level. Because he can't levy taxes, but he will be like an ordinary rich person, and should it happen somehow or other that he loses all that money, then yes, he'll go down in status. He'll go down in value rather than bring birds or bring a carbon mincha, as the case may be. So according to the Rama, the answer is that he would actually be higher than the carbon. So the halacha actually is that the halacha that Rambam learns that once he has saras, then he loses the seers, and then he's like a hedyot. So apparently he learns. So he's not like a king. So apparently he learns more like the Rama. Tanya, we learn in a braisa. Rav Akiva, I'm a Mashiach potter mikulam. We learn in a braisa. Aside from we talked about in the Mishnah that the king is potter from all three of them, according to Rav Yosi Aglieli, and according to Rav Akiva, he's chayev in two out of the three. Only Shmiyas HaKoel is he potter from. But a braisa says, Rav Akiva says that the Kohen Mashiach is potter from all three of them. Now, obviously, it's not because of Anius and Ashirus thing, because he says the king is chayev in them. So Omar Rav, my time is Rav Akiva. So what's Rav Akiva's reasoning? Why should a Kohen Gadol be potter? Like this, Omar Kroz Zek Korban Aaron Avonov. The Pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, it says this is the Korban of Aaron and his sons, and each day, so Aaron the Kohen Gadol brings this every day. The Kohenim bring it the Kohenim bring it the first time that they start doing the Avodah. They bring a Korban Mincha. They bring a minchas kavitin,
special
carbon minchas. Flour mixed with oil, baked and fried in a certain way, and they bring it as a carbon. The kohen gadol brings half of it in the morning, half of it in the evening. That's what we say in Abaye Av Masada. We mention chavitin, veivon mincha, mincha la chavitin. The chavitin, or that is chavite kohen gadol. They're called chavitin because they're fried in a pan, a machlas.
Right. So chavitin is a meal.
It's sort of a dish. It's a korban mincha made out of flour and oil, fried and baked.
Why it's called chavitin?
Because it's made in a machlas, made in a pan. So it's fried in a pan. Anyway, the point is that the point is that it says so. And what does that korban consist of? It consists of an isor and a flour, just like every korban mincha. The only difference is that there has the only difference.
It's the same.
No, it's the same as an omer. Yeah. So their korban Aaron of Anav. So this korban mincha is the korban of Aaron and his sons, implying zuba choyvaloi vein acheres ba choyvaloi. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva will say that it means only this, the afsidus to eight, only the mincha chavitin, only the chavite kohen gadol is the requirement of a kohen gadol. But no other korban mincha can be a requirement of a korban gadol. So therefore, when we talk about over here, when we talk about the korban over the yodid, one of the three possibilities, if the person is really, really poor, they bring a korban mincha. The difference is that one doesn't have oil, but it still consists of an isorin, an omer of flour. So therefore, the Torah is memayit that he will not have to bring the flour of a korban over the yodid. The kohen gadol. So therefore, it doesn't. Rabbi Akiva is saying, does Rabbi Akiva say, doesn't apply to a king, but it applies to the kohen gadol. So the question is, fine. So the Torah is exempting him from having to bring the very poorest of the korban out of the yod. He doesn't have to bring, if he's the very poorest, then he doesn't bring the asidus eifa, the tenth of an eifa of flour. Fine, because he's already bringing the tenth of an eifa every day for his korban for his korban mincha. Maybe though, according to Rabbi Akiva, why are you still saying he's part of from all three of them? Why should you make him potter from the one if he's only middle poor where he brings birds, or if he's rich that he brings an animal? He doesn't have a chiyuv of those every day.
All the three categories, Rabbi Akiva says.
Kohen gadol is potter. Why?
That's money.
Yeah. So why? Granted, I can understand why Rabbi Akiva is saying he's potter from the poorest one, the flour, but why is he potter from the other two? The answer is loy sakadai. You can't think that way. Because the pasuk is the chiper alav akoyin al chatotah shachotah me'achas me'ele. Because when it talks about the koyin over the yodin, it finishes off by saying the koyin should atone for him for his chet, for his sin that he committed with one of these. One of these meaning one of these three things, that one of these three types of things that he's bringing: the animal, the birds, or the flowers. Therefore, I'm a skapa ba'achas miskapa ba'kolon. Only somebody who is capable of having kapara with any one of the three is able to have, with all of the three, is able to have kapara with the other ones. She'ein miskapa ba'achas, ein miskapa ba'kolon. If he cannot have kapara with one, and the Kohen Gadol can't, according to Rabbi Akiva, because we have a miyut. So therefore, none of them work for him. In other words, Rabbi Akiva says they go as a unit. They're not three separate possibilities for a carbon. I mean, they are three separate possibilities for a carbon, but they come together as a unit. Only if one isn't applicable to you, neither are the other two. Since the flower is not applicable to the Kohen Gadol, therefore none of them are. So when it comes to the king, that's different. The king doesn't have a daily carbon. So the king doesn't have a fixed daily carbon that he has to bring.
Is it daily or one time?
The Minchas Chavitin is daily. The Minchas Chote
was just for the start of the Kohen.
A regular Kohen, yes. The first time he starts serving in the Beis Mikdash, he brings such a Mincha and offers it himself. A Kohen Gadol brings it every day. And when we say he brings it, I mean, we don't necessarily mean that he personally offers it on the Mizbeach. It's done as part of the daily avodah by the other Kohenim, but it comes from his possessions, etc.
What's the meaning of it?
One idea of it is that Kohen Gadol should every day feel like he's new in the avodah, like every day he's starting afresh, and so therefore he has to be like a regular Kohen starting fresh and sort of doing the avodah. The question is, so by that logic, if you're going to darshan the me'achas ne'ela, that you're saying over there means therefore that's an all or nothing thing. If you can't use any of these three, if you
can't use one of these three karbanos, then you can't use any of them. Well, then by that logic, you have a few psukim earlier, when it says that he's guilty to one of these, and it describes the three things for which a person is chayav a korban el biyard. Again, shavuos ha'edos, shavuos bitui, and tumas nefesh v'kantra, we learned about all of them in shavuos. So by that logic, if you're going to use me'achas me'ela for a miyud, then you should say la'achas me'ela should also be hachinami b'chol mischay ba'achas mischay b'kolon v'shein mischay ba'achas ein mischay b'kolon. By the same logic, you should say only if you chayev in any of the three can you be chayev in the other three, and if not, if
we applied it previously,
we didn't. But that's what we're asking though. If we're saying that we did actually. So we said Rabbi Yosi Aglili used that. Rabbi Yosi Aglili used la'achas me'ela to say that only that the three things, again, shmiyas akol, bitrus fasayim, and tumas mikdash v'kantrav, it's an all or nothing thing. Either you're chayiv in any of the three or you're not chayiv in any of them. We started, Ula had started saying, by a king he's not chayiv in, by a king, he's not chayiv in Shavuos Eidos, because he doesn't give Eidos, therefore he's not chayiv in any of them. We said that doesn't really work, because then we could all argue the other way around. La'achas could also mean that he's chayiv for only one, and independently, out of the one. But here we're back to arguing that. So Rabbi Akiva, we find, is using the word me'achas, so by the same logic, he should use the Jerusha from la'achas to say that only if you chayiv in all three cases, only then will you be, only if you chayiv in any one of the individual three cases, only then are you chayiv for all of them. If not, then not.
And he doesn't.
Alamotnan, why do we learn in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, I'm a Nasi chayiv chutz mishmias kol, that Rabbi Akiva says a Nasi is chayiv in two out of the three. So you see, he doesn't darshan the word la'achas. If he's not darshan la'achas, why is he darshan in me'achas? So Abaya and Rava da'ami tabayir. So Abaya and Rava both answer. The difference is me'achas mashmalay, la'achas le'mashmalay. Very well, that's exactly what it is. Rabbi Akiva finds a reason, as we're going to say in a second, to say that the me'achas is something to darshan, and say that it applies, that it means, as far as, again, remember, you have three averas and you have three korbanos. The three averas, it says the word la'achas. The three korbanos, it says me'achas. So he finds a reason to darshan the me'achas in connection with the karbanos, not the la'achas in connection with the averus. So therefore, he won't say that the averus are units and only if you chayiv in any one of them are you chayiv in all. Therefore, he has no reason to passer a king from the other two. A king, fine. One is not applicable to him, but the other two. As far as the kohen, that's la'achas. As far as the kohen gadol with his karbanos, though, since we have a miyut that he doesn't bring one of them, then therefore Rabbi Akiva is going to say me'achas. He doesn't bring any of them.
Should apply both standards.
Well, that's what you have to say. So why should he darshan only the me'achas? The reason is the kasper achmanol of a soif gabi astira se'efa, because the Torah says that word only by the end when it comes to the astira se'efa. Lememra, which therefore the Torah wants to imply to call the mechayev astira se'efa mechayev b'kolan. Only if you chayev in the astira se'efa, the lowest of the low, only then are you chayev in all of them. Why? Because if you were going to argue that the me'achas means you're going to argue like la'achas, you're not going to darshan la'achas. You're going to say la'achas just means as long as you chayiv for any one of them, then you chayiv for it. And you would argue the same thing applies as far as the three types of korban. Then the Torah could have written the words me'achas me'ela by any of the other two. By any of the other two korbanos. It didn't have to wait until the end, until the Asir Seifa, and say that he uses me'achas me'ela. It could have used it by the animal or by the two birds. Since it only wrote it by Asir Seifa, says Rabbi Akiva, that's reason to say that it means that only if you chayiv in the Asir Seifa, it's not really, in other words, that it's any of the three or all of them. It means specifically, only if you chayiv in the Asir Seifa, can you be chayiv in any of them. As opposed to by the three averas. Again, if you're not the Kohen Gadol, according to Rabbi Akiva.
Anything that has to do with, you know, Kohen Gadol.
Anything, if you're not, if you're Kohen Gadol, you're bringing an Asir Seifa every day. That's the point.
Right.
Otherwise, you don't have a mute. Otherwise, you don't have the Zekah of an Aaron.
So,
if you're a king or you're a commoner, then you do bring any of the three. You bring an Asir Seifa if you can't afford anything else. You bring birds if you can afford them. You bring an animal if you can afford that. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva is saying, so we assume that what it meant is Rabbi Akiva is saying if you can't, all three of them are interdependent, the animal, the birds, and the mincha. If you can't bring one of them, you don't bring any. Now we're saying in the end it's a little bit different. Because the Torah writes the word me'ela in connection with the mincha, that implies if you're the kind of person that the Torah said you don't ever bring the mincha, then you don't bring any of the others. They're all dependent on the mincha. since a Kohen Gadol does not bring a mincha because Zeh Korban Aaron Avonav, only this, only his Korban, only his Minchas Chavitin is the only statutory mincha that he has to bring, then therefore that's it. It means he doesn't bring the birds or the animal either.
All the other Kohanim?
All the other Kohanim only bring the Minchas Chavitin once in their life. So therefore, that there's no particular
meaning.
He's the only one who brings it every day, and therefore the Torah is Memayat, says Rabbi Akiva, that he doesn't bring any other kind of Korban Mincha. So therefore, he's going to be therefore, since he's potter from that, then he's potter from the other two as well. Because of Zeh Korban Aaron means there's only one type of statutory mincha that he has to bring.
Okay.
And because of and because of Me'ela means if he doesn't bring the mincha of a choyte, the mincha of a Korban or the Yodin, then he doesn't bring either of the other two types either. So those two Jerushas have interdependence, says Rabbi Akiva, therefore it winds up that he ends up being potter from the whole Korban or the Yodin concept. Whereas again, the king, where there's no such miyut, all you say is, practically speaking, he doesn't do shmias hakoch, he doesn't give edus and based in, but he's still be chayiv on the other two. Okay. Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah shabbat Torah shachayavin al zonen kares v'al shigrasam chapas. All mitzvahs in the Torah for which there's kares v'mezid and chapas v'shogig. So on the face of it, this Mishnah is kind of summarizing. It is kind of summarizing what we learned in the previous Mishnayos, but we're going to have a little bit of a nuance. Okay. Hayochid may be kispo seiros. For all those kinds of averos, an individual, a commoner, brings a female sheep or a female goat, as is chatas. V'anossi sire, the nossi brings a male goat, specifically. Mashiach or based in Bavian power, the Kohen Mashiach and the based in, provided of course with them that you have all the other criteria as well, Hora and Kiyum Mitzvahs, Bissel Mitzvahs, etc. Then they bring a power. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, Hayochid v'Anasi v'Mashiach Mavian Seira, the individual or the Nasi or the Kohen Mashiach are all equal in that they bring a Seira, a female goat. We said before that Rebbe and the Chachamim agreed to that in the case of the Kohen Gadol, even though they argued on the criteria, does he need Hayra or when it comes to Avodah Zarah or not? But we all agree that he brings a Seira, yeah, a Seira, right? Who based in par v'sar, and the based in such a situation would bring a par and a sar, par l'oil of a sar l'chatas. They'll bring a par as an oil, a sar as a chatas, as it says in Parashat Shlach. Osham tolui, what about in what circumstances is an osham tolui brought? Again, when you have a doubt whether you committed something that's for the chayim chatas or not. Hayochid v'anossi chayovin, so an individual person and a nossi are chay of them. Or Mashiach, or based in Turin, the Kohen Mashiach and the based in will be don't bring an Oshem Tolui. We said before that the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring it because Ashigigoth Ashishogag. We learned this a couple of days ago that you only bring an Oshem Tolui where you're the kind of person where your shgaga depends only on Maisa and not Hirah. Since the Kohen Gadol was like the Tzibur and that there has to be Hirah over there, therefore no Oshem Tolui for him. So if he had two pieces of fat in front of him and he ate one of them and it turned out to be Chaylev, then he doesn't bring an Oshem Tolui.
He's considered for that like a...
For that, like he's like the Tzibur, because... Well, not so much he's considered like the Tzibur, but because he's not... There's no Ashigagothe Ashishogag. His Shgaga, in order for him to be high of a regular Chathos, requires two factors. It requires Helam Dover and Shigagoth Maise. In that sense, yeah, it is like the Tzibur, but for a different reason, based on the Pasuk Ashigagothe Ashishogag. So, and the Tzibur is the same way. It also requires the two factors, Helam Dover and Shigagoth Maise. As opposed to a king and a commoner, there's no halam dover. All they just shigas ma'aser. They forgot that chaylev was also or what have you. Yes.
So if he bring it of his own volition, he doesn't really. There's nothing.
You don't bring a chatas of your own volition or an oshem tolui.
No, if he doesn't b'shogeg.
So that's what we said before. If a kohen gadol commits a regular avera b'shogeg, the kind that's chayav kares b'mezid, he would unless there was hara and maisa, he's not going to bring a chatas at all. No power because that's only if there was hara and maisa, and no regular chatas because he's exempt from that. And for him, it's power or nothing. Except we said in the case of avodah zarah, where it's a seira. Okay. Oshem Vadai, what about the various cases where you have to bring a definite Oshem? And again, we have five cases, Oshem Zelus, Oshem Me'ilus, etc., as we say every day.
So those, Hayochid v'anasi v'mashiach chayavin, those, an individual or king or the Kohen Mashiach, are going to be chayav in any of those five ashamos. So if they withheld money from somebody unjustly, if they were a nazir, if they were a mitzora, etc. Based in Peturin, based in is potter from an osham vaday, because the pasuk introduces the concept of osham by saying nefesh achas, if one person does it. Well, a king, a kohen gadol, and an individual, all nefesh achas. A tzibur, the tzibur, the based in is not. Rashi points out also the various things for which you bring an Oshem Vadai are not the kind of case where if you did it for Shogig, you would bring a Chatas. Asham Zelus, you don't bring a Chatas if you did it for Shogig. Asham Me'ilos, Asham Shikha Charufa, Asham Nazir, Asham Matzorah, none of those, unlike the Oshem Toleri, where the Oshem Toleri stands in place of a Chatas because you don't know whether you have to bring a Chatas, the other five have nothing to do with a Chatas. And many of them have nothing to do with Kores either. Therefore, we have no miut to say that a Kohen Gadol shouldn't bring. There's no Asher Gagasa Asher Shogag, which applies to a Chatas. Therefore, a Kohen Gadol or a king or a commoner brings an Asher Vada. As opposed to the Beis Din, doesn't bring an Asher Vada because they're not Nefesh Asher.
They're a
Tzibur, right. Al Shmias HaKoyl Val Bitters HaSayim Val Tumas Mefesh V'Tadja Beis Din Peturin. What about as far as a Korban Ola V'Yored? For the three things, for Shmias HaKoyl, for Shvuah HaEdus, Bitters HaSayim, for a false Shvuah, Tumas Mefesh V'Tadja, all those three things, based in Peturin, the Beis Din will be potter from all of them, because we said before that the Tzibur does not bring a Korban Ola V'Yored. An individual, a nasi or the kohen mashiach, will be chayav in any of those. Will be chayav for a kohen early yored. Elosh in kohen mashiach chayav al tumas mitzvah kachav divrei Reb Shimon. Except Reb Shimon says a kohen mashiach is not going to be chayav for tumas mitzvah kachav. We'll see in the Gemara why Reb Shimon would say that. Rashi points out, we had in the previous Mishnah, we discussed also what is a king and what isn't a king's chayavin. We said over there that Rabbi Akiva said that a king is potter from Shavuos Eidus because he's in Gebedus.
Right.
Rashi explains Reb Shimon would agree with that. He doesn't have to repeat it because Reb Shimon already said it. So Reb Shimon would say that. A Kohen Gadol will bring a Korban Ola V'Yored for two out of the three cases, Shmias HaKoyl of Bitches for Sayim, but not Tumas Mefesh V'Kachav. A king will also bring for two out of the three of them, Bitches for Sayim or Tumas Mefesh V'Kachav, but not Shmias HaKoyl, but they will bring a Korban Ola V'Yored for the ones that are applicable to them, says Reb Shimon. Umahein Mavian, so what kind of korban do they bring in those cases? Korban Ola V'Yored. They bring a korban Ola V'Yored as anybody else does. Rabbi Eliezer, Omar Nasi, maybe so. Rabbi Eliezer says that no. The Nasi in cases like that, in cases where a commoner or a Kohen Gadol or anybody else would be bringing a korban Ola V'Yored, the king instead brings a male goat. So we have, in other words, Rashi says, so there are actually three different opinions. Rabbi Yossi Agluli from the previous Mishnah says that a king and a Kohen Mashiach are potter from all of them. Because as long as you have one of them doesn't apply to the we slugged that out. We said because the king and the Kohen Gadol can never become poor, the poverty doesn't apply to them, therefore the Korban Ola V'Yored doesn't apply to them, says Rabbi Yossi Agluli. Rabbi Akiva says the Nasi is chayv in two out of the three, and the Mashiach is potter from all of them.
Right.
As we said before in the Mishnah and the Gemara. And Rabbi Shimon says that the Nasi is going to be chayv in two out of the three. The Mashiach is also chayiv in two of the three, but they will bring a korban ola v'yored, and you have within that, Rabbi Eliezer says that when the Nasi brings a korban ola v'yored, it's not going to be a regular korban ola v'yored where it consists of a sheep if he's rich, he being the Nasi and always being rich, instead he's going to bring a sorer just like he would for a regular chatas.
You never bring a par for a chatas.
Only a Kohen Gadol or only the Kohen Gadol is it. An ordinary person brings a female sheep or a female goat, unless we're talking the Korban Ola V'Yored, and then he brings a sheep specifically.
Right.
The Nasi's usual with a carbon olivier, it's also a female sheep or a female goat. Okay, so a yachid brings a female sheep or a female goat for most things that are high, for most things that are high of chatos. For ones that are carbon olivier, if he's rich, he also brings a female sheep or a female goat. The only difference is, in those cases, tumas mikdash v'kodrav, vitris v'sayim, and then shmiyas akol, he brings instead birds or instead a mincha if he can't afford the animal.
Okay.
A king was saying, so ordinary Avedis brings a sire, a male goat. Rabbi Eliezer says, even by a carbon out of the earth, that's also true. Mm-hmm. Everybody else disagrees with him and says that he will also bring a female sheep or a female goat in those cases. Mm-hmm. The Kohen Gadol and the Nasi, again, we have the different opinions. Are they b'chlal chayev at all? But if we say they're chayev in the circumstances that we say they're chayev, then we would say everybody agrees they bring one of the three things, whichever one they can afford. Right, because we said according to Rabbi Yisagri, they're completely poser, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kohen Gadol was poser from all of them, and then the Nasi is chayiv in only two of them, and according to Rabbi Shimon, the Nasi is chayiv in two, and the Kohen Gadol is chayiv in two. The Rambam actually doesn't paskin like any of these opinions. The Rambam paskins that a Kohen Mashiach and a king are chayiv for any of them. So one thing is, some of the Noitzer Kalim and the Rambam understand that this last statement over here, by Yochad, by Nasi, by Mashiach Chayavin, the Rambam will understand is a Tanakama. And then the Elohim, Kohen Gadol Chayev, is Reb Shimon coming up and saying something different. So therefore, the Rambam passes like the Tanakama, that they're across the board Chayev and all of it. Okay, practically speaking, you don't have a king coming and giving edus and vastin, but suppose that, for example, does talk about in Sanhedrin that conceivably he might be giving edus. It says that Kohen Gadol might give edus on behalf of the king. Okay, practically speaking, it doesn't happen that the king has shvuas edus, but should it happen, then he's going to bring the carbon.
And it happens when the Kohen Gadol cannot? Or?
No, it happens. Let's say it happens for whatever reason. We learned over there that Malchay Beis David could give Eidos and Beis Din. Okay, it could conceivably happen.
But it's very rare.
Yeah. Okay. But more so Tanya. Rav Shimon Hayanois and Klal. Rav Shimon used to give a rule as follows. Kosha Yochid Ba'asham Toli. Whenever an individual has to bring an Asham Toli, when you have the two pieces of Chaylev in front of him, whether the two pieces of fat in front of him, and one was chaylev and he has number 28, and Nasi Kayetzibay, then the Nasi is exactly the same. He also has to bring an Oshem Tolui. And by the way, the purpose of the Oshem Tolui is really, it's called Megan Olav Mina Yisurin. What it is it protects him from punishment by Hashem until if he ever finds out that what he actually ate was chaylev, then he's still going to have to bring a chatas. The Oshem Tolui is just meant as a temporary thing to shield him from punishment. It's not right.
But it goes indefinitely until...
He finds out. If he never finds out, then yeah. Okay. So whenever a Yochid brings an Asham Toli, a Nasi Kayetzibay, Mashiach HaBeis Din Peturin, so the Nasi is the same thing. He also brings an Asham Toli. However, the Kohen Mashiach and the Beis Din will be Potter, as we said in the Mishnah. V'cholshu v'Asham Vaday, any case where a person has to bring an Asham Vaday, a Metzora, a Nazir, a Shangzelos, etc., Nasi or Mashiach Kayetzibayen, and then the Nasi and Mashiach are the same way. They also have to bring an Asham Vaday. Any case where an individual has to bring an Asham Vaday,
right,
where he committed Gzela, where he committed Ne'ila, where he was Mazana with a Shekhar Harofa, etc. So then a Nasi or Mashiach would be in the same situation. They also bring an Asham Vaday. Or based in Turin, based in those parts of an Asham Vaday, again, because they're not Nefeshachas. Shmiyas HaKol of Bittus Fasayim, B'Trumas Nefesh V'Kodshav, all the three cases of Korban Olav Yerid, the three Averis that trigger a Korban Olav Yerid, based in Keturin, all of those based in Apotah from, Nasi and Mashiach Chayav, and the Nasi and the Mashiach are going to be Chayav in those cases, Ella, except for the exception, She'ina Nasi Chayav Shmiyas HaKol, the Nasi is not Chayav for Shmiyas HaKol, because we said he doesn't give Aegis and based in, and the Kohen Mashiach does not bring the Korban for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav, as we'll see later in the Gemara, why Rav Shimon would say that. So any case where you have to bring a Korban Olav Yerid, namely any of these three cases, whichever of the three are applicable to a king, whichever of the three are applicable to a Kohen Gadol, Nasi Kayetzibot, and the Nasi is the same thing. He brings the same Korban as a commoner would, a female sheep or female goat, since he can afford it. Mashiach are based in Peturin, but the Kohen Mashiach and the based in are completely potter. So in one sense, we have a contradiction. I'll go for Kasha. You have a contradiction in what Rav Shimon just said. First, he's saying the Kohen Gadol is Chayim in
some of them. Now he's saying his potter. Amarta Shane Mashiach Chayev the Tumas Mikdash Kodshav. You say that a Kohen Mashiach is not Chayev for Tumas Mikdash Kodshav for going into the Bais Mikdash or eating Kodshim when he was Tomei by mistake,
right,
implying that Tumas Mikdash Kodshav would depart or Alvashim Yasakol Bitos Vasayim Chayev, but apparently he is Chayev for any of the other two.
Because he didn't mention
him. So he didn't mention him. But then you continue in the Braise, a culture of Olav Yerid. You say that any case where a person is obligated in a Korban Olav Yerid, Nasi Kayetzibo, the Nasi is the same thing, and Mashiach, unlike Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah, again, who said the Nasi brings a male goat, not Mashiach based in Peturin, and the Mashiach and the based in a Peturin are Potter, Katani Mashiach based in Peturin. So by putting them together, saying they're Potter, now based in Peturin, we call Hoin, now based in is Potter from all of them, meaning even if based in had mistakenly passed him, that you're allowed to go into this Mikdash Tomei, or that you're allowed to do
still potter.
Yeah, they would still be potter from the power hell of Davar Shal Tibur, because we said the power hell of Davar Shal Tibur only applies to something where if it was the Shogeg, you would bring a regular potter, not a Korban of the earth. So therefore, so even if they passed in on Shmias HaKol, which is Fasayim, they would still, or Tumas Mekesh Kodshav, because you don't bring, well, two out of those three things are also not Chayat Koris. Shmias HaKol and Vitus Fasayim, there's no Chiyu Koris. And we said it has to be something that says Koris Vemezim. Even Tumas Mekesh Kodshav, where there's Koris Vemezim, but there's no regular Chatas Vashogin, it's a Korban of the Yodah Vashogin, an adjustable value Chatas.
Right.
Therefore, we say based in his potter from the Parahalam Davashal Tim. So the based in his potter from all three of them. If you're putting together in the Braise over here, Mashiach and Beis Din, it means that if you're saying the Beis Din is potter from all of them, Ach Mashiach potter the Kula, and then you're implying that the Kohen Mashiach is also potter from all of them.
And
yet in the previous line, you said that the Kohen Mashiach is Chayev for two out of the three of them.
How
do you see? You have a contradiction within the Braise. It's not a contradiction. Can be Dalos. It depends. Remember, again, with a Korban Olav Yerid, you have three possibilities. You have what you bring when you're rich. You have what you bring when you're middle class, so to speak, like you can only bring birds. You have what you bring when you're poor, which is a Korban Mincha. When it comes to Dalei Dalos, Reb Shimon is going to say the Kohen Gadol is completely potter from it.
If he's a Dal Dal.
If he's the poorest of the poor.
How can he be a Dal Dal if he's a Kohen Gadol?
Again, we said before that the Kohenim have the requirement to enrich him, but it could happen. He loses his fortune and they haven't had a chance to re-enrich him. It could happen. Again, I was mentioning yesterday, this Pinchas Ishchavta, the Kohen Gadol over there, that they had to, he was working in a quarry.
Right.
He was working in a quarry. The pastor, he wasn't,
and then
put money in and enriched him. So the pastor, before that, he was in.
Was he a Dal Dal?
I don't know, but if he was working in a quarry, in a stammer, you know. So therefore,
why did they choose him specifically?
He was suitable for the position. Josephus describes it from his own terms and says that they're all these zealots and whatever. Josephus in general had a different view of all of it. He wasn't a guy, he was writing for a Goyish audience. He was Jewish, yeah, he was a Kohen actually, but at least he says he was. Anyway, whatever. The point is he took a dim view of what was going on in Yerushalayim at that time. He wasn't really, he figured they're all self-destructive and whatever. He washed his hands of all of them. But, we were learning from what the Chachamim say, who some of them were in Yerushalayim at that time, trying to make things work. And, they had obviously a whole different perspective. Okay, anyway. So for Reb Shimon, Savalak Reb Akiva B'chadar, Pala Galei B'chadar. Namely, therefore, it comes out that Reb Shimon agrees in one sense with Reb Akiva and disagrees with him in another sense.
So a contradiction?
Yes. What we're saying, in other words, is Reb Shimon is saying like this, the Kohen Gadol, for two out of the three things, again, he's not going to be chayav for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshav, as we're going to discuss in the next piece, why not? But he is chayav for Shmias HaKol and Bittis V'Sayim. Reb Akiva had said he's not chayav for any of them because if he doesn't bring the Korban Mincha, then he doesn't bring any of them.
Right.
Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Akiva that Sovalok Reb Akiva B'dalei Dalos the Potter. He does agree with Reb Akiva that the Kohen Gadol is never going to be in a situation where he brings the Asir Sefer, even if he's the poorest of the poor. We have a miut from Zeh Korban Aaron that the only statutory Mincha that he brings is Mincha Chavitin. Therefore, he does not bring the Mincha of a Choyte, the Mincha of a Korban out of the earth, or Polagale B'dalos, but he disagrees with Reb Akiva. When it comes to the middle four, where we say that he brings birds, that he disagrees, or the rich, that he brings an animal, that he disagrees with Reb Akiva. Three of them are not, all of them are not dependent on the Mincha. He doesn't use the Me'ela that Reb Akiva used. Therefore, he would say, fine, a Kohen Gadol is not going to bring the Mincha, but he will bring birds if he can afford them. He will bring an animal if he can afford that. So according to Reb Shimon, what you have is like this. If the Kohen Gadol committed bitter sasayim or shmias kol, shavuot ha'edos, then if he's rich, he'll bring an animal. If he's middle class, he'll bring birds. And if he can't afford either, fine, then he's potter.
As opposed to Rabbi Akiva.
As opposed to Rabbi Akiva, we'd say he's potter across the board.
Because
you, if you only if you can bring the mincha, or you bring any of them. And since he doesn't bring the mincha, he doesn't bring any of them.
He doesn't bring the mincha again.
Because he brings the mincha chavitim. And we said that that's the only mincha that he has to bring.
No other mincha.
No other mincha, right.
Here we made a mincha.
So we have a mincha for a choyta, a mincha for a year. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says he doesn't bring that. And once he doesn't bring that, he doesn't bring any of them. Rav Shimon says, I agree he doesn't bring that mincha, but that can pater him from the other two.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we said, Ela Shein Kohen Gadol Chayav Cholo. Then we said, however, the difference is Rav Shimon says a Kohen Gadol is not Chayav for all three of them. He's only Chayav for Tumas Mefesh for Kachav.
Right.
He's not Chayav for Tumas Mefesh for Kachav. He's Chayav only for the other two.
For
the other two, right. Amr Chizki, in my time with Rav Shimon. So what's Rav Shimon's reasoning? Like this, because the Pasuk says, Dichtiv v'nichrasa nefeshayim v'keir ha-kahol. The Pasuk says, when it comes to Tumas Mefesh v'kodshav, when a person doesn't amaze it, when it describes it in Parshas Chukah.
My comment goes on why...
And why does he say that a Kohen Gadol should be Pasuk from Tumas Mefesh v'kodshav? If a Kohen Gadol mistakenly went into the Ves Mefesh when he was Tomei, then or ate Kodshav when he was Tomei, and you had Yediyah v'tchila and Yediyah v'soif, as we learned about in Shavuot. So we said that about ordinary person of a king, which is a Kohen over the period, Rav Shimon is saying a Kohen Gadol is Pasuk in such a case. Why? Omer Chizkia, my time with Rav Shimon, Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says in connection with the Paradroma, when it talks about if a person b'mezid goes into the Beit Mikdash when they're Tomei, it says, v'nichrasa ha'nefesh shehim yitzeres ha'kohol, it says that person, that individual person, will get kares from the kohol. Wait. He learns, Rav Shimon learns, Mishka Bane Shavala Kahal. This only applies, this Kares, and therefore the Kapara, only applies to a person whose Kurban is the equivalent of what the Kahal would bring. Kahal meaning, as we're going to say in the Gemara later, it means the individuals within the Kahal. In other words, Kahal over here is not meant collectively. Kahal over here is meant each individual person in the Kahal. So only the kind of person whose Kurban is the same as the Kahal, meaning, we'll see soon what that means, as opposed to the Kohen Mashiach, where when it comes to the Kapara of Yom Kippur, as we're going to say soon, so the Chizkiah is not spelling out what Kohen he means, but we're going to explain soon what it means that this, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has a different Kohen for Yom Kippur than everybody else, because again, he has the power of Yom Kippur and everybody else has the Sur. So the Torah is Mamayat, therefore, that he is not Chayav for Tumas Mefesh for Kodesh, says Rav Shimon.
But that's only for Yom Kippur.
Once we see that his Kurban, that his Kapara is not the same as the Kohol, then you can't say he's Mitoicha Kohol.
In any Kurban?
No. Oh, we're going to say, one second. Right now, we don't understand what it means, Shein Kurban and Shavala Kohol.
Right.
We think that it means that he brings a different Kurban when he does an Aveira, in which case, wouldn't that apply to the king also? So that's what we're going to clarify that. But the point is that only somebody who's equivalent to the Kohol has the Indian of Tumas Nefesh culture. The Kohen Gadol has a different Kurban.
In anything that's different.
Well, that's what we have to figure out. What exactly is that's what we have to figure out. Which Kurban are we talking about is different? Yeah. So the question is, in Kain Nasi Nami and Kurban is Shavala Kohol. So the Nasi also brings a different Kurban. Would you say that the Nasi is not Chayiv in Tumas Nefesh culture? Nobody's saying that. Well, I mean, not nobody. Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak really says he's potter because he never comes for a different reason because he does, but whatever. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon definitely says he's chayev, yeah. The answer is, Shavu b'kapara the Yemek Kapara. Yes, but the king is on the same level as far as the kapara of Yom Kippur. When they bring the soyer on Yom Kippur, and particularly the soyer on Meshtalayach, it's mechapa for him just like it's mechapa for the rest of the people. Therefore, it's kobana shavala kohol in that sense. And we said in Shavuos that the sor of Meshtaleach actually is for other Averis. Whatever, the sor of Yom Kippur, the sor Hanasa Bifnim, the one that's brought on the inner Mizbeach over there, we said, or the sor Achasas, we discussed over there, the sor of Hanasa Bachot, the sor Hanasa Bifnim, whatever, whichever one of them, we have different opinions over there, whichever one of them, Mechapo for the Tibur, is also Mechapo for the king, for Tumas Mikdash for Kodjav. Therefore, his Kurban is the same as everybody else's, as opposed to the Kohen Gadol, who has a different Kurban for that purpose. So the question is, in Kain Kohenim Nami Le Shavu L'Kahal, the Kapara Din Kippurim, fine, then in that case, why apply it on the Kohen Gadol? Other Kohenim also don't have the same Kapara. They also all are covered by the power, as opposed to everybody else who's covered by the Sur. The answer is Kohenim, Shavu L'Kol, B'Shan Mitzvahs, B'Shan Akola. Yes, but the Kohenim are like the rest of the Jewish people as far as the other year-round mitzvahs. Meaning, in other words, that rent, that what happens during any other time, during any other time during the year, if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake in halacha, as we've been discussing, and they bring a parahel of Dabar Lotzibur, it covers the Kohenim as well. So the question is, Mashiach Nami, Hashava Mashiach Mitzvah Shana. Okay, but the same thing applies to the Kohen Mashiach. We said before that if the Kohen Mashiach makes a ruling in halacha depending on Beis Din, then he also is covered by their carbon. He doesn't bring his own carbon. So where do you, if you're saying he's not covered by the same kapara of Yom Kippur, then it would exclude all the Kohenim. If you're talking about that he's covered by the kapara of the Parahelam Davashot Tibur, then the Kohenim and the Kohen Gadol are included. Why are you excluding the Kohen Gadol and including the Kohen? So that doesn't work. Ella, I'm a Rav.
Whatever applies to the general applies to the Kohen Gadol also.
That's on the face of it, yeah. Or if it doesn't apply to the Kohen Gadol, it doesn't apply to the Kohenim either, yeah. Ella, I'm a Rav, Emahach. No, what we mean is, what is this mitocha kohol that Chizkiyah brought? It means that the concept of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodshim only applies to the kind of person whose chet, where the source of the of his obligation to bring a korban is like the yichidim. Umay nihu kohol, namely the kohol, meaning the individuals among the kohol, namely that the again, what happens, as we said before, if the tzibur does an avera where there was no halam dava, based in the not paskin wrongly on it, we said each person brings their own individual carbon.
Right.
On the other hand, with the Kohen Gadol, again, you can't have that. The Kohen Gadol doesn't bring an individual carbon in such a case. He brings an individual carbon only if there was halam dava with shigiyas maisa.
Right.
Therefore, the pasuk is implying that he's not mitoich hakohol, he's in a category of his own. Therefore, says Rav Shimon, no Tumas Mekdash V'Kodesh for him.
Because
in general he's in a category of his own, as far as Chafas, that he only brings a Chafas if there was Halem Dava with Shin Gas Meisen, unlike Yechidim, who are capable of bringing a Chafas,
even if there was no
Halem Dava, because again, even if the entire Tzibur, even if the entire Kohol did mistakenly ate Chalev or what have you, without a Hayrah from Beis Din, they're each one going to be bringing their individual chattas.
Mm-hmm.
However, a Kohen Gadol does not bring his individual chattas in such a case.
He doesn't bring anything.
Right. Therefore, the pasuk by saying mitoch hakohol implies that Tumas Mitzvah says Rav Shimon, that Tumas Mitzvah Kachav does not apply to him. Therefore, no carbon olav yerid for him in that case. But still, for the other two, for Bitter Tzvasayim and Burn for Shemir Zakoil, then yes. Then we finished off in the Mishnah of Eliezer, Iman Nasi, maybe Sir. We said that the Nasi brings according to Rabbi Eliezer, brings a Sir,
right.
rather than a Kispos Seira, rather than a female sheep or a female goat, like everybody else. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, like Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Elevat Tumas Mitzvah Kachav. So Rabbi Yechanan says this, that Rabbi Eliezer is saying, that a Nasi brings a Sir for a Korban Olav Yerid, only applies to Tumas Mitzvah Kachav. Hoyov Nehmer by Koris Kibikvua. Because the pasuk mentions that it has koris, just like all the other cases where you bring a fixed chatas. Remember, the three cases that you bring a korban over the yored, two of them never involve koris. Bitus fasai, the person makes a false shvur, there's no koris if he does it amazing. Shmiyas akol, he's asked to give aidus and
basis.
Even if it was amazing, actually, he brings a korban, we learned in shvurs.
But he's not.
So there's no chorus involved. Right. He brings a chata, so nothing.
It's serious.
Yeah.
It's very serious.
Of course it's a very serious avera, but there's no chorus.
There's still
no chayav chorus, right. The only one of the three for which you chayav chorus is Tumas Mitzvah Shkodra. So in that sense, says Rabbi Eliezer, Tumas Mitzvah Shkodra is like chaylev and dam and Shabbos and arayas and so forth, that there's a chayav chorus,
right.
therefore he brings a male goat as a chatas like he would for all those averas. As opposed to Bikur's Fasayim, he would not.
Yeah. That's the difference.
Says Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Papa, Hachin Nami Mistabra. So Rabbi Akiva says, yes. That Rapapa says, yes, it seems logical to say that Rabbi Eliezer is not saying across the board, only in the case of Tumas Mitzvah Kachav. Gizak Daidach, Rabbi Eliezer, I'll call in Ka'amah, because if you're going to think that Rabbi Eliezer is talking about all the cases, all three Averas, and that you would say that he brings a male goat, Mechti, then let's... He'll be here soon. Nechti, well, then what? If you were going to think that Rabbi Eliezer is saying that in all cases, Bitus Fasayim and Tumas Mitzvah Shkodra, he always brings a male goat, if you were going to argue Rabbi Eliezer says that, Mechri, well, let's consider. After all, the male goat that a Nasi brings and the power that the Kohen Mashiach brings, they stand in the place of the chatas that of the ordinary chatas, the female sheep or the female goat that a Yochid brings. Nisni Nami, so why doesn't the Mishnah also say that? Why wouldn't Rabbi Eliezer also say Mashiach maybe Pavishmias Kola Bridges Fasayim? Why wouldn't he say that the same rule that applies to the king, that he brings his own korban, his male goat, the same rule would apply to a kohen gadol, that he brings his own korban, his power, in the case of Shmias Kola Bridges Fasayim? If you were going to say that Rabbi Eliezer says it applies across the board to the Nasi, then you would have to argue it applies across the board to the kohen gadol as well. So Elam Idoloi Katani Mashiach, since the Mishnah does not mention that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Mashiach brings anything different, apparently according to him, in a case of Kohen Ola V'Yodah, the Kohen Mashiach brings the same thing as anybody else would, the female sheep or female goat, or the two birds, or the Kohen Mincha, as the case may be. Therefore, it must be that Rabbi Eliezer is referring specifically to the case of Trumas Mekhesh Kachav. Therefore, he doesn't have to mention what happens at the Kohen Gadol, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Kohen Gadol is Pater from Trumas Mekhesh Kachav. So therefore, we can prove that since he doesn't mention Kohen Mashiach, implies that he doesn't hold there's any difference by Kohen Mashiach from anybody else. He brings the exact same korban for korban over the Yoda that anybody else would. However, Tumas Mitzvah Shukachov isn't relevant to the Kohen Gadol for the reason that Rav Shimon said before, because we learned from the Teich HaKahal. Therefore, so he'd say, the king, when it comes to Tumas Mitzvah Shukachov, brings a goat. By the other ones, he brings a female goat. The Kohen Gadol doesn't bring anything by Thomas Mitzvah Shukachov. So by the other ones, there's no exception for him. He brings a regular thing, just like a king would bring the regular thing. Amalei Rav Huna Breder of Nasan and Papa. So Rav Huna Breder of Nasan asks Rav Papa, Mimai, who says that's the correct understanding of the Mishnah? Dilma Rav Eliezer Akul Hinkoi. Maybe Rav Eliezer is referring to all three cases instead of only Thomas Mitzvah Shukachov. Maybe Rav Eliezer would say that king never brings a female sheep or a female goat. He always brings a male goat, even for Bidjus Vasayim, even for Shmias HaKohel. Maybe when it comes to the Kohen Mashiach, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva, who said before that the Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring a Kohen over the Yoda at all. That's why he doesn't address what the Kohen Mashiach brings. But he would say that the king always brings a Sar. You're assuming that he doesn't mention the Mashiach because he's saying the one case where I say the king brings something different is not relevant to the Kohen Gadol because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, but maybe not. Maybe he says that the Kohen Mashiach doesn't bring any of them. The king would bring any of them.
Right.
Or two out of three, whatever. He'd bring two, he'd bring for Bidris Vasayim or Thomas Mekhesh Vakacha. He doesn't mention what the Kohen Gadol just brings or doesn't bring, because he holds like Rebbe Akiva, that the Kohen Mashiach is part of all of them. Yeah. Avalei, so Rav Papa answers, Rebbe Akiva mi potter le mi par. After all, does Rebbe Akiva say that the Mashiach is potter from a par? When Rabbi Akiva says that he's potter from a korban ol v'yored, we mean that he's potter from a korban ol v'yored, but he would have to bring a par in those kinds of cases. If Rabbi Eliezer is saying there's a difference by a king, he should still, if he agreed with Rabbi Akiva, he should have to say there's also a difference by a kohen gadol. The fact that he hasn't mentioned the kohen gadol means that our original assumption was correct. He does say the kohen gadol has to bring a korban ol v'yored, not like Rabbi Akiva, but he says that just like the Kohen Gadol brings the same korban as anybody else, by Bitrus Fasayim and by Shmias HaKohel, but not by Tumas Mitzvah Shukachov, because he's completely parted from it, so also a king would bring the same thing but as everybody else when it comes to Bitrus Fasayim and Shmias HaKohel. Should it be relevant to him, but not Tumas Mitzvah Shukachov?
Where he would
bring a male goat instead, just like the Kohen Gadol. Well, the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring anything male because he's parted, because like Reb Shimon said. But Tulei Midi, and that's it. There's no arguing against that. So therefore, obviously, Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Shimon and not like Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Moide Rabbi Eliezer, Shein Mevi Asha. Rabbi Eliezer does agree, though, that Rabbi Eliezer does agree that a king does not bring an Asham Tolui.
In general, that a king does not bring
an Asham Tolui. So unlike we said in the Mishnah, we said that an Asham Toli a king would bring a Yochid v'Anasi Chayavin. So Rabbi Eliezer says Rabbi Eliezer would disagree with that. I'm not sure who it's Moida to, because I'm not sure who we say he's Moida to, because nobody else seems to hold like that. But whatever, he holds that a king doesn't bring an Asham Toli. Right. Tani Tana Kamedir of Sheshis, a Tana taught a Brayta in front of Rav Sheshis, Osham Tolui Baal Tumas Mitzvah Shvikatra. An Osham Tolui, you do bring an Osham Tolui for a Sofik involving Tumas Mitzvah Shvikatra. Again, if you weren't sure whether you entered the Bais Mikdash when you were Tomei, this Braisa is saying that you would bring an Osham Tolui, which is not the Halacha. The Halacha is that you don't bring an Osham Tolui in that case. Because there's no, you don't. You don't, because you don't bring an Osham Tolui for something where if it was, where if you knew you did it, you would bring a fixed Chatha. This isn't a fixed Chatha, it's a variable Chatha. Yeah. So you don't bring, no, so you do bring it. That's Allah, you don't. This Braisa says you do. Omalei, so Rav Shesha says to the Tana, the Omalach Mani, Rav Eliezer, apparently who says this, or who is the author of this Braisa that you're bringing? Apparently it must be Rav Eliezer. He holds that there's a similarity between Tumas Nefesh Rekodshav to regular cases of Chatas, in the sense that Kores applies to both of them, and therefore he's saying Maisi Nasi Sora Aleha, that the Nasi brings a Sora for it, just like he would for a regular case of Chatas. So apparently your Braisa goes according to Rav Eliezer. But even that doesn't work. Maybe Osham Tolui. Rabbi Yechanan just said that Rabbi Eliezer agrees you don't bring an Osham Tolui. Kasha. So therefore, it's a Kasha and your Braisa. Your Braisa doesn't seem to agree with any of the opinions. According to everybody else, you would say it's true Tumas Mitzvah Shekadshav involves Kares. Nevertheless, though, there's no Osham Tolui for it. Rabbi Eliezer, who points out that there's a similarity in that they're both Chayiv Kares, therefore they should both be Chayiv and Osham Tolui, says, however, that a king doesn't bring it. Your Braisa doesn't seem to fit any of the opinions.
How do you resolve that?
You don't. So apparently he's saying your Braisa apparently is wrong. Yeah. Okay. Hadron Allah Kara Kari Mashiach.